Chapter 9, Into the Deep. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. Psalm 42:1.
I will never forget the day she read me the story. I was in pain and could hardly move. Sensing that she had a captive audience, my wife pulled up a chair next to the shallow waters of the tub in which I was soaking and began to read from a book titled Into the Depths of God. The words were both refreshing and riveting. They washed over me like the balm of Gilead. Within moments, I had become oblivious to my pain. This was not the stuff of shallow men who splash around in surface things and attempt to write about the deep. It was not the stuff of non-peakers talking to non-peakers about peak experiences. These were the words of someone who had escaped the shallowness of his own soul and plunged deep into the ocean of God's immensity. As Kathy read, I was brought into the experience of the author and his family as they traveled to the Great Barrier Reef. Miller had come to snorkel in the shallow waters above the reef. His son, however, had come to scuba. For the rest of their lives, both father and son would tell stories of their experiences with the Great Reef. Only one of them, however, had really come to know it. How appropriate an analogy for prayer. Most men snorkel in the surface waters of prayer and succeed only in burning their backs. They fail to comprehend that deep is where the noisy, trashy surface of the ocean gets quiet and serene. It is where our noisy requests give way to the quiet of a relationship with our Maker. The tragedy is that most believers spend their lives being whipped tumultuously through the surface circumstances of their days. Their frothy lifestyles mark the surface nature of their lives. Yet those who plumb the deep things of God discover true peace for the first time. Deep is where we step out of the shallow tide pool of our hearts into the boundless ocean of God's power and presence. It is where we get beyond surface things and plunge into a deep relationship with our Creator. Jesus wanted his disciples to venture out of the shallow waters of prayer. Thus, when they began begging him to teach them to pray, he offered the pattern of his own personal prayer life as a brilliant shaft leading deep into the ocean of prayer. Scuba gear allowed Miller's son to have a real experience with the Great Reef. The prayer of Jesus is the entryway into an ever-deepening experience with God.